Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Seg.
Welcome to our 13th episode of the Kosafa Show, and how lucky we are to have you with us again. This week, we delve into the archives to hear from South Africa forward Lebo Motiba, who is set for a return from long-term injury at the French First Division club, Strasbourg.
We're also joined by victorious Mozambican coach Dario Montero, who led his side to a first-ever regional crown at any level at the Kosafa qualifiers for the Africa Under-20 Cup of Nations in Mauritania next year. And we also hear from Zambia international midfielder Charles Zulu, who recently made the switch to South African Premier Soccer League side Cape Town City.
But first, Lebo Motiba reveals his fascinating journey in the game so far, which started in the juniors at Sundowns before he joined the Diambars Academy and was whisked off to France as a teenager.
So, Lebo, yeah, whereabouts exactly were you born, and what is your earliest football memory?
I was born in Johannesburg, Tembisa. That's where I grew up, and I played football there, and I played for my dad's team. It was called Mighty Bucks. I played there for like years, and then after when I turned 9, that's when I went for trials in Mamelodi Sundowns. I played for Mamelodi Sundowns, the academy, the under 11, and my coach was Coach Richard, and then from there, that's when my career started.
And you mentioned your dad there. You're obviously from a footballing family then?
Yeah. I'm from a football family. Of course, half of my family, we play football except my mom. But my sister also, she used to play for Mamelodi Sundowns. My brother also, but my brother was playing, you know, locally, you know, in Tembisa. And my dad also used to play. And So that's why the football, it's in my blood. Yeah.
And you mentioned two Mamelodi Sundowns there. You went to your academy there. Just tell us about that experience.
I went there when I was young, but that time I was a center back. I played there for like 2 years, under 11 and under 13. And from there, that's when Sundowns stopped the academy. And I moved on. We went to Kempton Park. From there, Kempton Park, that's when the coach changed my position, and then he started putting me as a striker.
And were there any sort of early role? I'm guessing your dad was a great role model for you, but any other sort of early role models or perhaps players that you looked up to?
Back in the days, I was, of course, I was a center back. I was playing at the back. Defenders that I used to look up to, it was this one center back. He used to play for Nigeria. He was called Taribo West. That's also that my dad, Tembisa. Some of my friends started calling me West, Taribo West, and that was my role model.
How did the opportunity to join the Diambars Academy come about?
I was still at Kempton Park, and because the academy actually started in Senegal, and in 2010 it came to South Africa. And I remember that the guys from Diambars Senegal, they came to scout. We were playing at Modern Fontaine. And we won, I think, 14 or 16-1 against this other team. And I was a striker. Yeah, that's when I was a striker. And then the guys, the owners of Diambars, came to watch the game. And that's when they started scouting. And I was one of the players that they took.
And what was that feeling like to be brought to France?
Oh, it's amazing. This is what most of South African players dreaming to, you know, to come and play in Europe. So when I got that chance to come in Europe, you know, I grabbed the chance and I gave everything when I came here. Of course, you know, this is my life. This is where I wanted to be. And I grabbed the opportunity and I gave everything.
How important was it for you and your development for that loan spell at Valencia in League Two?
It was good for me to go on loan, you know, to showcase my talent, because at Lille, you know, to go to the first team, it was very, very difficult, you know, to take that one step ahead. It was very difficult. So for me to get more experience, and also for my confidence, I think it was important for me to, you know, to get the confidence and also experience of playing. You know, if I want to play in League One, I had to, you know, start first at the bottom, and that's when I went to Valencia in League Two. It's League Two, but it's very, very tough. It's not easy. It's a tough league. I went there to get experience and also to get the game time for me to be confident. And I went there and I did my best and I scored goals. And then I came back to Lille.
And talking about coming back to Lille, you came back in a difficult situation for the team and you excelled. And in many ways, you were one of the key players in helping them stay up at the end of that season. Just your thoughts about that 6 months when you came back?
That 6 months, it was a very tough 6 months for me because, you know, I went back to Lille where everyone was stressing and everyone, they were like under pressure because we were about to get relegated to League Two. So everyone was stressed, the coach and everyone in Lille. But I went there. I went there to help them because, you know, Lille, it's my... It's a team that it was my home. It's my home because it's a team that took me when I was young. You know, when I was 18, I've played there and it was hurting. You're seeing Lille at the bottom of the league. And it's one of the biggest team in Europe. But I went there. I did my best to help the team. And finally, at the end, I helped the team. I scored goals and I also, you know, helped the team to stay in League One.
And the move to Strasbourg, how did that sort of come about? When did you first hear that it might happen and what happened there?
The move to Strasbourg, my agent was keep on telling me, you know, Strasbourg, they were interested. But me, you know, my focus, by that time I was still at Lille, my focus, it was still at Lille, you know, playing, focusing and training, listening and doing my best, scoring goals. And, you know, also Lille, they were struggling, they had problems, you know, financially. So my agent told me, okay, listen, now Strasbourg, they're interested. They really want you. And also Lille, I spoke, I sat down with, you know, the sports director of Lille, and he explained me every situation, what's going on in the club. And also, you know, there was new players coming in Lille. And, you know, players, big players with experience that they've played in this game for a long time. And for me, I'm still young, you know, I still need to learn and, you know, keep improving myself. If I stayed, I was going to play, but I was not going to, you know, play every game. I was going to play like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And for me, the most important is game time, playing, because the more you get game time, the more you improve. So I sat down with the sports director and they explained me everything and I understood. And Strasbourg, they were really interested in me. And I said, okay, I will move to Strasbourg. I'll come here because, you know, here I will play. Everyone, the coach, the owner of the club and the players, everyone wants me to be here. And I said, okay, you know what? Let me just go to Strasbourg and go play and get more experience and score a lot of goals. And that's what I did. I came here, my first game with Strasbourg was against Montpellier. That's when I went in second half and I went in, I scored. It was, it's very, very good. I'm very happy.
Do you have much contact with guys like Keegan Dolly and Lebohang Piri?
And Zungu.
And Zungu, of course.
Yeah, we do. We do. We talk a lot on Instagram, Snapchat, and WhatsApp. Sometimes we call each other, you know, with a video. I do talk to them and we make a lot of jokes amongst ourselves. And we also motivate each other, you know, to work hard and to give everything. And no, it's real nice having, you know, a French, South African players here in France.
And this league, do you think it quite suits the style of South African players, League One? Is it a good fit for our players?
Actually, France, League One, it's for me, if you're South African players and you know what's your goal and you wanna work towards your goal. For me, coming here, it's a good league for South African players because they'll also, you know, learn a new different type of play because South African players, you know, they're very technical. You know, technically, they're very good. And but here, it's more aggressive and it's more, you know, fast going forward. For me, if a South African player that comes here, you'll have to, you know, be focused and work hard. But the style of play, it's different.
And for you, I mean, I spoke to Keegan Dolly and he was saying, you know, when you come to a league like this, you got to be a professional and do professional things and just know that that is what you need to do. You know, it mustn't be told. Being a professional footballer, is that important to you to live a clean life off the field as much as on
it? Yeah, it is. It is because, you know, you're a professional footballer. You can't live like other guys that you can be friends, go out together, but you can't do things like going out, sleeping late around 2-1 and footballers, you know, most of the time you lose lots of energy on the field, running around and doing everything. So when you get a break after training, you need like energy. You need like to rest enough to get energy, and and also you have to eat healthy for your body in terms, you know, for you to perform in the next game, and also you have to, you know, follow the what the coaches and the physio, because also we have nutrition. The guy who's like taking good care of us, who's telling us what to eat, what to do, and what to. So you have to follow the instructions and do whatever they say.
You seem to have settled into French life very well. I know you speak the language very well and whatnot. How important was it for you to sort of immerse yourself in the culture? Because a lot of guys do come to Europe and perhaps struggle a bit to settle.
Yeah, it was difficult at first coming here. You know, here they speak French and you speak English and you don't understand their language. And first I used to struggle a lot, the training, and because most of the time the coaches here, they speak French, you know. So I used to struggle at training. Before I do exercises, I used to stand on the side and watch the players, what they're doing, and then after follow them. But I keep on going because this is my dream. This is where I want to be, and I want to see myself, you know, improving and seeing myself, you know, in the playing for big teams and also in the big leagues. And I said, you know what, let me give everything and also learn their language, you know, learn French, and then from there we'll see. And that's what I did. I give everything. I learned how to speak French, and now I communicate well. And I also adapted, you know, their style of play, their football, how they play. And that's what I did. And now I'm enjoying myself here in France.
And you started out, I think it was in the under 19 side at Lille and in the academy. Just your progression through there?
Yeah, I was 18. When I came here, I was 18, about to turn 19. I was playing for the under 19 and also the reserve at Lille. And it went well. It went well. My first year when I was 18, I played with the under 19. We won the league. And my coach, it was Stéphane Dumont. Now he's assistant coach for Reims. They're also playing in Ligue 1. That was my my coach. Firstly, it was difficult for me because the style of play here compared to the style of play in South Africa is different. You know, here it's more aggressive, it's more intense, and the ball moves quickly. So it was difficult for me to adapt. But with time and the coaches, they were patient. They were, you know, taking their time with me because they saw I had a lot of potential. And the coach took their time and they sat down with me and they taught me a lot of things. And at the end, it turned out to be good.
How important was it for you to go to the Olympics in 2016 in terms of your development as a player?
It was a very, very good experience because the Olympic Games, it's like World Cup, even if I've never had experience playing for, you know, playing in the World Cup. But the Olympic Games, it's a good experience. And I've learned a lot in terms of style of play, what other teams, how they play, how they organize themselves, and also, you know, the fans. And it was really amazing. It was also my first time. I was 19, I think. I was 19 or 20. And it was amazing. It was a good experience for me, you know, playing in the Olympic Games with that fans in Brazil, and also with the teammates, my South African teammates, Dolly. Dolly was there also. No, it was a good experience, and I also learned a lot at the Olympic Games.
And for the senior national team, 2 goals in 2 games, that's not a bad start.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I'm really, really happy to score those 2 goals for Bafana. And we won also the Four Nations. the first game, because there was like two games and there was two teams, you know, first team for first game and second team for the second game. So me, I was in the first team, and the first team we played, and I scored during that game, and we went to penalties and we won during the penalty. And the second game, it was actually for the other team, you know, but the other team played, but at the last minute, the Zambian team, they were attacking us. It was getting very difficult, and the coach put me in last 2 minutes, and he was like, Lebo, go in, keep the ball and waste time. But I went in and I scored. So it was a good experience also. I can't wait to go back to the national team.
And, you know, despite the emergence of someone like Percy recently, the national team has struggled a little bit for goals in the last sort of 12 months to 2 years. Do you feel like you can be a person who can contribute to solving that?
You know, that's a very, you know, it's a difficult question. You know, us as a striker, it's very difficult because, you know, sometimes there's some games where you do well, you score goals, everyone says, no, you're the good striker, you're the right one for the national team. And there's some games where maybe 5 games, 6 games goals, and you haven't scored even one goal, and the fans start saying, oh, no, this one is not a good striker. So with that, me, I'll say we'll just go and do our best at the national team. And if we get that opportunity, chances of scoring goals, and we'll do our best to score goals. I won't say I'm the answer to, you know, scoring problems in South Africa, because South Africa, PSL do have a lot of good strikers. South Africa, they're good players in South Africa.
We are joined now by the Mozambique under 20 coach, Dario Monteiro, who enjoyed an excellent playing career that took him to the United Arab Emirates, Cyprus, Portugal, and South Africa, where he played for both Mamelodi Sundowns and SuperSport United. He was also the leading forward for the Mumbas, competing at the 1998 and 2010 Africa Cup of Nations finals.
But now as a coach, he has helped Mozambique to their first ever CASAFA title at any level and has also qualified the under-20 team for the continental finals for the first time. Congratulations, coach. How has your win been received at home in Mozambique?
Thank you. It was received very well. It's the first trophy we bring for the country. It's normal that the people, they are happy in my country. But everything, it was because of the players. It was them that give that trophy to the country.
Coach, most of the teams at the competition, in fact, all of them, they had very little preparation time to put their squads together, obviously in this COVID era in which we live in. What was the secret then of your success if you had the same problems as everyone else in getting a side together at the last moment?
We prepared very well. We had the 1 month from the moment the president of Mozambique told us that we can start training to prepare the CASAFA competition. I think we chose the right players because we won. And we start preparing ourselves like a club. Every day in 1 month, we train like a club because the players, they didn't play all season, all year in Mozambique. They stay 8 months at least without playing, without training because of the pandemic. So we choose the players and we start training like a club, like a one team. So we prepare ourselves. We know that we will play against strong teams in CASAFA Cup, strong and very good teams, because we prepare ourselves to face that teams. But the very important key moment, it was preparing like a team. Other teams, senior teams, they was preparing to start also the championship in Mozambique. And we was in one tournament with the 6 teams, the very best teams in the country. They was in that tournament, and the under 20 was playing against that team. So we got there, the rhythm enough to face the CASAFA Cup.
And coach, you alluded to it there, that you came through a very difficult group at the CASAFA under 20 championships that included the host South Africa and Zimbabwe. And then you had to face the defending champion Zambia in the semifinals, who you beat on penalties. So you had a very hard run just to get to the final. What was your tactical plan for the team at the tournament?
The main thing we told the players to do it is not concede. When you don't concede goals, you don't lose. So we already know that Zimbabwe, South Africa and Zambia, they are better teams than Mozambique. They work very well in the youth development. So we respect the main thing. We respect the other teams. We respect the other countries. we respect the work they do to develop the football in their countries. So we are trying the same here in Mozambique. So we prepare ourselves knowing and respecting and knowing that countries, they work very well and they work better than us. So we are humble enough to understand that they are better, but we have our chances. So we take that chances. You have maybe 25, 30 persons. I made understand my players that, okay, maybe they are better, but we have our chance. And we must build our chance from 25%, 40% to increase until we have the 100% to win. So we showed that in the field. So I think from the work we did, all tournament, we deserve to win.
Coach, you're now going to the Africa Under 20 Cup of Nations in Mauritania. A semi-final place would give you a possibility to compete at the World Under 20 Cup. I mean, realistically, I suppose if you can do it in COSAFA, why can you not also do it at the African Championship and qualify for the World Cup?
Now we are celebrating. We have 2 months for the African Championship. We will train our team. We had only 1 month to choose the players, to prepare ourselves. So we have another 2 months now to strengthen our team. We know that we have weakness, so we will improve. We will try to improve. We will choose other players. We have some players that they are not in the level to go to AFCON. So we will try to find another players. The country is really big, so we'll start working from today to strengthen our team, to be better than we was in COSAF. So we don't talk about qualify to World Cup. We are talking about the first game. We want to win the first game in AFCON, because when you win the first game, we have some chances to qualify.
And coach, what are your thoughts about Mozambican football in general at the moment? Does this win signify that the country is on the right path in terms of moving the game forward?
We are trying. It's not easy. Now with the pandemic, it's more worse, but we are trying. We have talent in Mozambique. We must organize ourselves to grow up, you know. The country must build up. So this victory in COSAFA shows that Mozambique can do something better. So we are trying. We are trying to improve. We are trying to build from the start, from the youth. And now we have new manager of youth development. So he have some projects. So we'll work. We'll work to do better than we did in the last years. And we hope, you know, when you work, we hope we can get the results, because the results made the government to put some investments. When you win in Africa, they don't believe in investment to win. They believe to win and to make investments. So we need some results from that result, we build and we invest. We convince the government to invest in football, to invest in youth development. If you can do that, we will improve fast in the next year.
Coach, that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We will now hear from Zambia international midfielder Charles Zulu, who played a leading role in helping his country to the African Nations Championship finals while playing at home for Zanaco. But he has since made the switch to South Africa's PSL club, Cape Town City.
So, Charles, how have you settled in at Cape Town City?
Yeah, I think everything is fine. I'm used now with the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here for 2 months now.
Okay. And how did the move come about?
I think we used to play Confederation Cup in Zambia with my club, my former club, Zanaco Football Club. That's where they saw me playing in the CAF Confederation Cup and some games for the national team. That's when Mr. John Committees contacted my club in Zambia.
Yeah. And just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. When did you start playing football and maybe some of your early clubs as a junior?
Okay, me, I'm from the Christianity family. I'm the last born. Mm-hmm. We are four in our family. I started playing football when I was 8 years. Yeah, in the compound, because I've grown up in the compound, in the township. That's where I used to play football. When I went to school, that's where everything started at school. When I went into grade 8, then Zanaco Football Club contacted me to go and play for them, for the junior team. That's how it started. After the junior team, I went to the senior team.
Yeah. And when did you make your debut? Do you kind of remember your debut for Zanaco?
Yeah. I played my debut in 2013 in February.
Yes. Yeah. And who was that against?
It was against Inden Football Club.
So obviously, you know, that was 7 years ago, so you've been quite experienced and whatnot. Just your career to date, you're quite happy with how things have gone? And obviously, as you say, you played continental football with Zeneca.
Yeah, like for me, I think I'm very happy because from the time I started playing for Zanaco, I really wanted to play professional football. That was my aim. And even now, I'm still aiming high to go and play overseas. As for me, I'm happy here at Cape Town City. Like I said, I want to do more so that I can go and play overseas again.
Yeah. And if you just compare the Zambian League, the Zambian Super League a little bit with what you've seen of the PSL so far, what are the big differences? Obviously, you've got big clubs there like ZESCO United and Kana and all of those. But what would have been the main differences for you?
Yeah, I think for me, it's here in South Africa, football is tactical. Mm. It's more tactical. That's what I observe. Because each and every time, like before you play the match on the weekend, you have a video, you talk about the team which you are playing against. But in Zambia, we didn't do that. Here, it's more tactical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just sort of national team, were you involved with the juniors and whatnot?
Both junior and senior team.
Yeah. And just your thoughts with Chipolopolo and going forward under a new coach and Mitros Radojevic, are you, well, not so new anymore, but he, yeah.
Yeah, I think when I was in Zambia, he used to call me for the local camp. I worked with him before most of the time. So I think for now, I want to play more games in the national team.
Yeah.
And for me to play games there, I have to do well here at Cape Town City. I have to score. I have to assist goals. That's when they can call me there and go and play for them.
Yeah. Did you, just as an aside, did you play in any of the CASAFA tournaments, any of the junior or the CASAFA Cup?
Yeah, like for now, the team qualified to the Chan
yes.
tournament,
yes.
And I played. I played all the qualifiers. I played in Zambia, and I made the team qualify to the Chan yes. tournament.
Yeah. And just now that you're at Cape Town City, you say you need to assist, you need to score. What is kind of your best position? Are you a sort of a classic number six or number eight or a wing?
Yeah, I can play both the left winger and the right winger.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And I'm guessing speed and skill on the ball, is that kind of your main attributes?
Yeah, I think that's my weapon, which is speed.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you say you can play left or right, which is better for you? Which do you find easier?
I'm comfortable playing both left or right.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. And you talk about wanting from here, still wanting to go to Europe and whatnot and seeing this as a chance to prove yourself. Has you ever been close to going to Europe before? And is there a European league that you think would suit your style?
Yeah, I think I've been to Spain. Mm-hmm. I've been to France. I've been to Switzerland. I think everything didn't go well with my former club in Zambia, Zanaco. I think there are something that I cannot mention here.
Yes.
Whereby I was there, like, for trials. Mm. Everything went well there for trials. I passed everything. But in terms of transfers, I think that's where the problem was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But from what you've seen, is there a league that you think best suits your style of play? Spain or Italy or England or France?
I think England.
England,
yes.
That sort of quite physical, fast-paced game.
Yes.
No, great. Last question, just a sort of an ambition for this season, what you would like to achieve personally at this club this season?
Okay, I think from the time I came here, what I want is that I used to play Champions League or CAF Confederation Cup because I'm used to where I'm coming from to play those tournaments. And it's good, and it's a good achievement for me to play Champions League or CAF Confederation Cup. And then secondly, I want to score more goals and assist more goals so that I can have an opportunity to go and play overseas. Yes.
Okay, great.
We've come to the end of another episode of the CASAFA Show. It's our last for this year. We thank each and every one of you for listening over the past 6 months, and we wish you all of the best for the festive season.
We'll be back in 2021, a year that is sure to have yet more drama and intrigue for African football. In the meantime, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Laduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.